You gotta love patriotic songs in a Dixieland band tune. Boy, I love that genre. That sounds great. Welcome back, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 27 years. Glad you're tuned in. We're having a lot of fun this morning, broadcasting live from the front patio of the historic Hacienda Inn in downtown Prescott. We're here because, quite frankly, Rosie wanted to do some Western art shopping, and I thought, well, that's a, what better excuse is there to go do a live broadcast? And so we're here for the Phippen Museum Art Show and Sale going on this whole Memorial Day weekend right here in the Courthouse Square. We've got Tom Riley, our Rosie Certified Full Service Design Build Remodeling Contractor serving Yavapai County, here joining us talking about remodeling trends and here to help answer questions that you might have about any home improvement question you're battling with this Memorial Day weekend, maybe with the extra day off. You've got a project you'd like to try and get started. Or, as more likely is the case, maybe you could use the extra day to get a project finished that maybe you started last Memorial Day, huh? Give us a ring. We'll put our building and remodeling experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. Hey, you see who I got chained to the chair over here?
I do.
We had this is going to be fun. We had a celebrity sighting, and Romy lassoed him and tied him to the chair, and he's joining the show right now. Executive editor of True West Magazine. Those of you in the Phoenix metro area will know the name well, Mr. Bob Bozbell. Bob, thanks a million for joining us.
Hi, it's great to be here. I love it. I love being cold.
Doesn't this feel good?
This is kind of nippy to a guy from the flatlands.
Yes, absolutely. Bob Bozbell from the morning drive show of KSLX for a decade.
I was on the air for a decade. Imagine that. I went on as a guest to advertise my cartoon book, Low Blows, which was a compilation of my cartoons that I did at New Times back in the 80s. And I got off the air, and he said, "I want to hire you." And I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, "I don't have a radio voice." I said, "I don't know how to run the equipment." I said, "I don't even know what radio people make in terms of money."
And I have to admit, I'm always been a country western guy. When y'all would start playing songs, I would tune out.
Yeah.
But I'd tune back in just to listen to you.
We were crazy. We did so. I can't believe we got away with some of the stuff we got away with.
Talk about one or two of them.
Well, probably the most famous. We did Black Like Bob, and I went down into Central Phoenix to buy crack. That was an amazing story. And I couldn't buy it because it was too early. Nobody was awake. But this is in the 80s, so the phone systems were real heavy, you know. So I had to have a pack.
Yes.
And I was driving a Ford Econoline, and I pull up to this park at 16th Street in Buckeye, okay. And I get out, and I'm carrying this pack. And everybody that's there starts running because it looks like a cop coming up. I mean, I was lucky I didn't get killed. But I met this guy, and his name was Benny Joe Bossanova Brown. And I said, "You got to help me buy crack." And he said, "I can't do that." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "They'll kill me." And so at the end of the day, I bought crack for him so he wouldn't get killed. And so... That's in my resume. You can read about that.
Community service.
Yes, community service. But the one we're most famous for is, and I can't believe I'm telling you this, is we did an.
I think I remember this one.
We did the Indian Uprising show, and it was an April Fool's prank. And we thought it was lame, and we thought, because we didn't plan very good, you know what I mean?
Just one of those spontaneous moments, yeah.
And so at 6 o'clock in the morning, we told our listeners, "We want to play a joke on the people who get up at 7. So call in at 7 while I'm doing the news and say that you're being attacked by Indians on Pima Road." And this was ostensibly...
This is where we're trying to build the 101.
Yeah, they were trying to build the 101, and the Pima tribe would not give them the rights, and they were threatening to close Pima Road. So that was the thin premise we were working on. So at 7 o'clock, people are calling up, and they're going, "Hey, I'm out here on Pima Road, and I've got arrows in my tires and my radiator." And I'm looking at my partners and going, "Oh, nobody's going to believe this. That's the dumbest. That guy's overacting. That's a stupid. He's got arrows in his radiator? Please." Well, people start calling up, and I go, "I just got a report that the Albertsons at Scottsdale Road in Hayden is on fire." And that was the mistake because I was in a newscast. And I spent a year among lawyers. You know the old curse, may you be found among lawyers. And every morning I'd go in and the lawyers would sit there and they'd ask me the same questions. They'd go, Mr. Bell, what were you thinking when you said that the Albertsons was on fire? And I said, well, I obviously wasn't thinking. The police came and shut the station down. We were, the station was put on the FCC. Someone filed a complaint, of course.
Oh, no.
And so, like I said, I spent a year. And so that's the ones I can tell you.
That's the ones. Yeah. It was 10 years of this.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I came in on a joke and went out on a joke.
You know what? You could always say, hey, I never applied for the job. You offered.
You know what? What I can't believe, you said you've been doing this 26 years, Rosie?
27 years.
That defies gravity,
27
son.
Years.
That in radio? Are you kidding me? That is redonkulous.
Well, Bob Bozbell, executive editor of True West Magazine. Now, this is something you've picked up and started doing. I want to say you've been on my radar screen as executive editor of this magazine for at least 8 or 9 years. How long have you had it?
16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
And I think I originally picked it up but right here at the Spring Hill Suites in one of my stays right here in Scottsdale. It was, you know, in Prescott, and it was right there on the front, and I grabbed it, and I've been enjoying it ever since. Talk a little bit about how did this passion get developed?
Well, I grew up in Kingman, Arizona. My dad had a gas station on Route 66, and I was in love with all the Westerns on TV. And so I'd go down to Desert Drugs in downtown Kingman, and I would pick up the latest issue of True West Magazine. And because it told the true stories. And people always ask me, they say, well, how did you get the passion for it, though? And I said, well, here's what happened. My favorite show was Wyatt Earp, Hugh O'Brien.
Okay.
And I loved it because he drank milk. He was a bachelor. He never swore. And he had a pistol with a barrel went all the way to the ground.
Okay.
And right. What 9-year-old kid couldn't love that?
Couldn't love that.
So I'm up at my grandmother's house, and the show comes on, and you remember the theme song, don't you? You go, Wyatt Earp, Wyatt Earp, brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory, and long may his story be told. Well, right in the middle of that song, my grandmother points at the TV, and she says, Wyatt Earp was the biggest jerk who ever walked the West. And I'm looking at the TV, right, which never lies. And I'm looking at my grandmother, and I'm going, hey, dude, somebody's not telling the truth here. And that's it. That lit the fuse. And I just became obsessed with, what did they really do? What's the truth about the West? And
well, his history is one of mixed color.
Oh, that, well said, sir. Well, I see why you get the 26 years. That, well said. Well played.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. The guy was a pimp. The guy was a pimp. He was arrested for stealing horses. He was a gambler. He left Arizona wanted for murder.
Yeah.
You know, this guy had a checkered past.
Died in a nursing home in California,
well,
right?
Well, in a nursing home, but he died. Well, he tried. Here's the weird thing. I'm doing a cover story on this right now. Wyatt Earp in Hollywood, The Untold Story. We have this idea that Wyatt Earp has always been famous. And going back to Tom Mix and William S.
Right.
Not true.
It's kind of a...
He could not sell his life story. He was in Hollywood. He knew William S. Hart. He was at lunch with Jack London, and Charlie Chaplin came by and said, oh, you're the laddie that killed all the blokes in Arizona. You know, I mean, so he knew everybody, and he couldn't get his story told.
I'll be darned.
And it took a sports writer, Walter Noble Burns, came out the last years of his life, and took his story and turned it into something, and Earp hated it. Isn't that weird? And he died never making a penny out of his story. And that story needs to be told. I'm working on that now.
Well, tell us what's got you in Prescott this weekend.
You know, this is a big art weekend.
Man, this is the second best weekend all year to be in Prescott.
And what's the first?
The courthouse lighting at Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know that. All right. I'm gonna
Frontier Days Rodeo, 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right.
It's hard to pick 1, 2, and 3 out of that line.
But I'm a huge fan of the Phippin Museum. I love what they do, and I will support them in any way I can. I just was a judge of the art next door. I probably shouldn't say that because the artist will ambush me on my way to my car. But with Ed Mel was over there, and we were having a good old time judging the arts. So I love to support the arts, of course. I'm a watercolor, a gouache painter myself.
We had just a little bit to do in helping get the casting for the statue at the Prescott Valley Community Center.
Yes, thank you.
And that is of your grandmother?
That is in tribute to both my grandmothers.
Okay.
And that would be Lily Guess and Minnie Howen Bell. And they both were tough women. In fact, I remember going to my grandmother's house up in an Iowa family farm. Minnie lived on a farm. And she was a sweet old lady who made cookies, and she wouldn't hurt a fly. And one day my grandpa came in, and he said, "Hey, the Swensons are coming over for dinner. I bought you up three chickens." And so I followed her out the door, and she just calmly stepped out on the front porch, grabbed each chicken, put its head down on the thing, popped its head off, and the chickens are running around the yard, you know, and my mouth's hanging open. I'm going, "This is my grandma." And so I realized as the centennial was coming up, you know, enough with the men statues. We've got enough men statues to last a couple millenniums, okay? How about one for the women? How about for the women that weren't that gentle? You know, there's, I think there's a painting somewhere that's famous. It's called A Gentle Tamer, and it shows a woman.
Yes.
And I thought, I want to do the counter version of that.
Okay.
The not-so-gentle tamers. How about you have a woman standing there with a rattlesnake with his head cut off and he's holding a shovel? And so I did that painting, and I thought, everybody's going to hate this, you know. It's too rude. It's too gross. And next thing you know, Bron Smith calls me up, and they says, "Hey, we're thinking about making this into a statue Prescott Valley."
Wasn't the painting originally like for an invitation to a banquet of some event?
Well, it was the centennial.
The centennial banquet.
Right.
The centennial.
And a lot of people hated the idea, of course. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. Only a kid from Kingman would come up with this.
We can make it work. Rosie on the House, broadcasting live with Arizona icon Bob Bowes Bell. More when we get back right after this.